This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Liz Hudson. Liz is a brilliant consultant to the sort of private equity medical device area and sort of product area. She does a tremendous amount of work in helping people think through commercializing new products for magnificent growth companies and large companies. Liz, take a moment and talk to us about how are supply chain problems in the country and the world impacting new product concepts and what people are bringing to market. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing there?
Absolutely, Scott. Yeah, this is a pressing issue for us today and has been for a little bit now. And it's hot on everybody's minds on all sides of this, whether it be on the new product development side, whether it be products that are in the market today, and just how we maintain and continue. So, you know, a couple things that come to mind is, you know, I think a lot of times when we think about manufacturing and where we're going to do this, there is a little bit of concern now as it relates to outsourcing. You know, I think where we've always thought about, well, if we can do that, if it's a commodity item or if it's, you know, something that makes sense in overseas and low cost manufacturing areas, let's do that. And that was, I mean, we hardly thought about those things. But now when we think about the long lead times and the high costs associated with bringing those products back to the U.S. or other parts of the world, you know, it's starting to become a little bit offset of those low costs versus low cost of manufacturing versus, you know, the cost, the time and the challenges and instability that are there with the supply chain. So that's the first thing that really comes to mind is that shift in mindset of we don't automatically think that it should be somewhere far away in a low-cost manufacturing because, you know, there are issues with that now.
And that's a big, big issue because people are very focused, particularly as you're developing new products. Speed to market, speed to test, and speed to scale become very, very important. And if you can't get the product in your cycle and starting to test it, to distribute it, and really see how it does with customers and through your distribution system, then you've really set back your plan a long, long time. It almost goes back to being like in the snail mail world versus the internet world. So this concept of supply chains and less predictability is a big, big issue for new product development, isn't it?
It really is. And we're feeling that in multiple areas. Multiple of my clients are experiencing that right now. And even, you know, in the midst of development where, you know, plans have been laid prior to these issues being the case, and now kind of pausing and going, is this still the right plan? Should we rethink how we want to go about this? And they're pretty significant changes that would need to be made, but because there are such big implications, all the things that you just mentioned, Scott, it makes a lot of sense to take a time out and go, is this still the route we want to go, or should we think about a different way that we want to produce this?
Another, what other issues are you seeing here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that is just a real piece here is we like to have a smart inventory system, right? We don't want to carry too much inventory because, you know, it is costly and time consuming to manage that. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to run out of product. But, you know, right now with lead times being so long, there's a little bit of shift in how inventory is being managed and way more emphasis on portfolio rationalization. So where maybe we used to offer, you know, 10 varieties of a particular widget, now we're looking and saying, what are the top three? Because those are the ones that we can predictably service and manage and warehouse. So that's a real one that, you know, where it's always been a smart idea to do that in an efficient manner, it's become so much more important now.
So what you have is people doubling down on what you call SKU management, is we don't want 100 different SKUs. If we can only deliver on 5 or 10 of them, we'd rather double down on the number of stock keeping units, number of products that we could really make sure we deliver and execute on than adding a sprawling number of products, which you used to like to do, even though, you know, it's always trying to manage this balance, but more and more so doubling down on things we know we can deliver. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And, you know, customers are really open to that as well, because they'd much rather have delivery And even if it's not exactly what they want, the right color or the size or whatever, they'd rather have something in their hands that they can function with rather than being empty-handed. So they seem to be very open to that as well. Scott, the third point that I would say is around pricing. And, you know, because of the increase in lead times, in shipping costs, gasoline prices, you know, as we're looking at, you know, just the shipments overall, pricing is definitely then also impacted by those increasing costs and times. You know, and I think, you know, it's unfortunate all of us are feeling it even as consumers and in the healthcare space, the market isn't excited about it. They're not happy about it, but they're very understanding of the current situation and just understanding that there's not a lot of ways around this. So it's unfortunate. It's just what it is right now. But as these costs are increasing, as the times are increasing, pricing is also going up.
And does that lead people, at least in terms of productization and thinking of more products, to be more cautious in launching new products because they know the sort of the cost of those new products is going to cost more to develop and to distribute and sell?
Yeah, I don't know that I would say cautious per se, but maybe just thoughtful. Thoughtful might be the right word to use because at the end of the day, product development and innovation is something that needs to be there because they're solving problems. And whether they be solving, you know, existing solutions in a better way, or very importantly, you know, there are new problems that are coming up that need to be solved. There's no way around product innovation, I think. So now it's really just, you know, thinking about smart ways to develop.
Fantastic. Liz, I want to thank you as always for joining us today. It's so fascinating to how the supply chain issues are impacting product development, new products, and so forth, and innovation. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. Just fantastic as always.
Absolutely. Great to talk with you, Scott.